MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, July 17, 2025. Republic Services suing striking Teamsters. And Salem parking changes are being considered. Overcast, mid-80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5.04 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Republic Services has filed an injunction against the striking Teamsters Local 25 and the union's president. The filing came after another round of negotiations Tuesday failed to bring about a new contract. Enough is enough. The community is ready for our employees to get back to work and resume normal operations, Republic said in a prepared statement after negotiations wrapped up Tuesday. The Teamsters are dragging this out for their benefit and continuing their criminal behavior, putting our employees and the community at risk, the statement continued. The company said its wages are higher than those of comparable waste collection companies in the area, despite the Teamsters saying repeatedly during the strike that they make significantly less per hour than these other workers. Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo filed an ordinance change on Tuesday that would update a city rule to reduce the city's residential parking minimums for multifamily housing. Salem's current zoning ordinance, dating back to 1969, requires that each dwelling unit requires 1.5 parking spaces, with exceptions such as the Municipal or Religious Reuse Program or the new Bridge Street Neck Overlay District. City officials claim the ordinance arbitrarily drives up housing costs, contributes to traffic congestion, stormwater runoff, and urban heat. The proposed zoning ordinance would eliminate parking requirements for multifamily dwellings, while single and two-family dwellings are still subject to the 1.5 spaces per dwelling unit requirement. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petra reports in the Newburyport Daily News, former Newburyport Parks Director Lisa Reed has filed a lawsuit against Mayor Sean Reardon and the city, claiming her 2022 dismissal was wrongful, discriminatory, and retaliatory. Reed served the city from 2006 until being let go on August 5, 2022. Her ouster came roughly a month after Reardon unveiled his plan to roll the Parks Department into the Department of Public Services, claiming that by cutting the Parks Department, the city would save upward of $105,000 a year. Reardon informed Reed on July 8, 2022, that her position would be eliminated. The plan also called for moving the majority of Reed's responsibilities to DPS, with additional assistance from the Parks Commission, Newburyport Youth Services, and the Mayor's Office. And the Marblehead Current is reporting that the Marblehead League of Women Voters and Marblehead Alliance for Democracy will stage a funeral for democracy at State Street Landing today from 2:15 to 2:45 p.m. The event is part of a nationwide day of action called Good Trouble Lies On and honors the late civil rights icon John Lewis, who died 5 years ago. Lewis was one of the 13 original freedom riders who demonstrated for equality. He's famous for saying, "Never, ever be afraid to make some noise and get in good trouble, necessary trouble." From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Daily Item in Lynn is reporting today that Ashley Aldred has been named the new athletic director at Lynn English. Dick Newton retired from the position at the end of the month. Aldred will become the city's first female athletic director and has served as the school's softball coach since 2019. The Daily News of Newburyport has honored Triton High School's Emma Penniman as its softball MVP for the spring sports season. This is the third straight year Penniman has been selected by the Daily News. She is a standout pitcher and hitter for the Vikings. Red Sox remain off today for the All-Star break. They return to action tomorrow night in Chicago against the Cubs. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.